is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? I put two more drops of bliss on. Your dial set correctly to the second hour of USAprepares.com. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent. I was listening to you last hour when you said you put on two drops of bliss and that was enough. I accept your challenge. Yeah.
I've got four on now. You know, I think if someone came in the studio and they just saw me here all by myself, they might think I was a pretty light loafered guy just by the aroma. You know, this rose-smelling aroma of bliss. Like, what are you doing wearing a perfume, Fennelli? But, you know, and I mentioned that to Dr. Shealy. I said, you know, no one's ever said that. No one ever said, you know, why are you wearing, you know, something that smells a little bit like, you know, a female's perfume? And no one's ever said that. And I said, you know, maybe it's the 45. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. John Reagan. It's 15 degrees here at the farm, and the sun just popped out. But you know what? It's okay. They're spraying chemtrails to fix it. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Just, you know, we're looking at the weather, John Reagan, and we're starting to hear people think this is normal. That overcast skies almost every day is normal. It is not normal. It is absolutely, positively normal. Not normal. It wasn't like this when I was a child. It wasn't like this in the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s. You know, they started it in the 90s, experimenting with weather modification. It's here now, big time. And, you know, I fed the cows this morning. That there's 4 inches of snow on the farm, 4 inches of fresh snow, and the cows are covered with ice. You know, their coats are covered with ice. I can't stand looking at it. It bothers me. I mean, I'm in the process of getting all the materials necessary to build a 40-foot wide by 120-foot barn. That's the last thing I need to do is another project. But I've got to do it because I want the cows to survive. They're important to me. It's the way I live. So keeping that in mind, John, I can get out of the farm. You know, I've got an all-wheel drive vehicle. I've got four-wheel drive trucks. Tell me, what's it like in your neck of the woods? I'm about 50, 60 miles from Springfield, from Ziggy's. What's it like coming your way for the meetup tonight? Should you think it's okay to have one, or what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm in southwest Springfield, and I was a bit surprised by the snow this morning when I got on weather.com, which I'm thinking about using as my new random number generator because they continually change the forecast.
Yeah.
They said less than an inch of snow this morning. And we open up, and there's got to be at least an inch, maybe two, of snow out there. I'll have to dig out my car, but it's inconvenient, but I could certainly make it.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is, do you think from what you've seen in Springfield, I'm in the middle of nowhere, so I don't get a chance to see this very often. So do you think it's going to be safe for our meetup class to come? I mean, I will make the trip as long as it's reasonably safe. But I don't want anybody to come and risk life or limb for the meetup. I don't want that to happen, but I can be there tonight. What are your thoughts?
The thoroughfares are probably in good shape. I know a lot of people do come from rural areas, and there's no telling what they're having to deal with.
Okay, let's leave it like this, class. The meetup tonight, there will be a meetup tonight. I will be there, God willing. And but please don't anyone risk life or limb or do anything that would put them in harm's way, okay? So we'll have a meetup tonight, and I'll post that on the website. So, John, Food in California. What are your thoughts?
Well, I've done the usual, and on my website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, in the news section, I've put up about 45 articles for this week. So even in super chipmunk mode, we couldn't get to them all.
Yep.
At the bottom, I've got bigger picture, and the link says, "What if California can't grow crops?" And this goes to an article on Stan Deo's website. And we know California is having drought problems. The good news is they've got some precipitation this past weekend. It is not enough to break the drought, but it was more than a drop in the bucket. That's the good news. However, we know that that can shut off anytime too. So just keep in your mind, what happens if California has to cut back, say, 20% or 50%, or let's say it's really bad and we lose all their crops? Here's what California provides us. They grow 19% of the artichokes. That means, you know, not too bad. We can handle that pretty much elsewhere. 55% of the asparagus, 93% of the broccoli. Can you imagine broccoli disappearing from the shelves? 22% of the cabbage, 89% of the carrots, 94%, almost all the celery comes from California, 86% of the garlic, 78% of the lettuce, over half the cantaloupe, 54%. Nearly three-quarters of the honeydews, 73%. A quarter of the onions, 27%. Bell peppers, 47%. Spinach, 18%. 94% of the tomatoes. Now, this next part of the list are basically mostly fruit and nut-type products. And if the drought gets so severe that these trees die off, we're talking about years and years before we can get that back, assuming that the weather returns to normal. 99% of the almonds, 95% of the apricots, 84% of the avocados, 90% of the strawberries, 82% of the dates, 98% of the figs, 88% of the grapes, 97% of the kiwis, 89% of the lemons. And when you look at both for food and for cleaning purposes, how often do you see lemons in that recipe? Nectarines, 93%. 100% of the olives grown in America come from California. That one to me is one of the biggies. Because when we are in the future situation after the stuff hits the fan, we're going to be looking for fats, and we really want to use good fats. Olive oil is one of that. So if we lose all of our olives that we would have to go to another country to find, we're kind of up the creek. We also got a problem. Coconut oil is another good fat. And if we don't have access to a tropical region with coconuts, we lose that one, too. That pretty much leaves us butter and seed oils. 76% of the peaches, 96% of the pistachios, 93% of the plums, 99% of the walnuts, 18% of the honey. But, again, you're better off consuming local honey. 21% of milk and cream. That is what California provides us. And just think, if we only lose 20% of that, what that means to the availability of food and food prices here in America.
John Reagan, we had a meetup probably about almost a year ago. And someone said, hey, there's a store in Springfield, Missouri, that has a sale on butter. I think it was $1.39 a pound. And at 10 o'clock, you know, we ended the meetup. We ended up early that night. And the store was full of instructors, USAPrepares.com instructions with carts loaded with butter. There was no limit. And some bought as many as 100 pounds of butter that night, cases and cases of butter, for two reasons. One, because it was about half price. And two, because they were concerned about the radiation from Fukushima circling the globe, getting on the grass and contaminating the grass that the cows eat and the hay that the cows eat, and ultimately ending up in the milk and by extension being in the butter and cheese products. So we still have probably close to 100 pounds of butter. I haven't checked exactly, but in the freezer right this moment. So we're just one of many, many students and instructors who decided that, you know, they didn't want to be at the mercy of the supply chain for just that one ingredient or that one commodity, butter. John, you heard the story about the propane, and you know, we're starting to see more and more cracks in the supply chain. As a matter of fact, if you go to some of the supermarkets, you'll see that the choices are being narrowed. You know, they used to have more spaghetti products. They used to have more spaghetti sauces. They used to have, you know, wider choices, more choices. They're being narrowed. Not only are they being narrowed in choices, but they're being narrowed in the amount, the quantity of products. For example, if you go to Aldi, they used to have more square feet devoted to pasta, a very, you know, specific standard spaghetti noodle. They've got less on hand. Have you noticed that too, where you shop, John?
I haven't noticed that in particular, but what I have noticed is a big change in the deli section. You know, they have, whether it's the deli chicken or the potato salad and coleslaw, I'm seeing more and more of that product being marked down because of being close to expiration date. And I believe that's because people just plain can't afford to buy that type of prepared luxury.
Really interesting. Really interesting. I haven't been to the deli counter in probably 5 years. So I didn't notice that. But I just, you know, when I'm in the supermarket, the cart doesn't go that way. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. He's the number one post on the website, and also there is a meetup tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
John Reagan's with us. John Reagan wrote the Financial State of the Union, his website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. He's going to be at the meetup tonight, Ziggy's 5:30. Yes, there is a meetup tonight, Ziggy's 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. It's free, and if you're a government employee, you'll need to bring your ID, and you'll need to announce yourself. Politicians are not welcome. John Reagan, what's next?
Well, we're going to go look under the preparedness section and talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting that you want to talk about this. Go ahead. I've got a couple of thoughts of my own, but please, go ahead.
Well, you might think it's strange to look at the Super Bowl as an item of preparedness, but what happened after the Super Bowl, they ended up having 28,000 of the fans try to go through mass transit, and this was higher than what they had expected. And there's pictures there showing what kind of chaos ensued. You know, just people lined up with, you know, nothing to do but stand there and wait. And if you think about, you know, basically they're expecting about half that amount, so just an additional 14,000 people just throw a wrench into their plans. So if you're planning on trying to get out of a populated area, it doesn't take very much before the system is overloaded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a really, really good point. And I really don't like flying. I don't like being at the mercy of others. I like having my own vehicle. As a matter of fact, the next trip that I've got planned to go out west, Tim Starks and I are going to be driving because neither one of us likes being groped and we don't like being at the mercy of the system. But since you mentioned the Super Bowl, John, I'm putting up a post right now as I'm talking. There are bomb sniffing dogs there. There are police with battle dress uniforms on. I mean, there's a guy in blue. The only difference between him and a combat soldier is he doesn't have a helmet on. He has a ball cap on, but he's got a vest on. He's got everything else you can think of, including the bomb-sniffing dog. But if you go lower on this post, there are guys in blue and green, and they've got semi-automatic assault weapons, military weapons, and they've got their battle dress uniforms on. I would not go to an event where there were people with semi-automatic weapons acting as if they're police. This is the militarization of the police. And if you go down a little further in the post, you see a sniper. There's a guy in a sniper perch with what I believe looks like a 308 sniper rifle with a huge scope on it, and he's ready to shoot somebody. What's that all about? Come on. What's that all about? Why do we have snipers at a ball game? Since when is that acceptable? It's not acceptable. I'm not going. There's no way I would go. Okay, back to you.
Okay. I know we've got a lot of people out there that are just waking up and need to find out, which way do I go? And we talked about the problem of getting food from California, so we really should turn our attention to local resources. And the second link in preparedness is actually 20 links for places where you can find local food and family farms near you. So that's just a place to go get started. You know, ideally you want to be one of those small family farms yourself.
Okay, and we are. And we are. And you know, John, I have a feeling we're doing something illegal. We share what we grow with our neighbors. And they share what they grow and raise with us. And it's just what we do. But I have a feeling that there's some laws against doing that. But you know what? I don't care. I really don't care. Because those are unjust laws. And I am not going to agree to abide by unjust laws. If I know that someone's hungry, I'm going to help them out. If I can. If I can. And I suggest that we all try to do that. Okay, what's next?
Now, the next link down is homesteading advice. This is from people that have actually gone out and created their own homestead. And I guess we'll get to that after the break.
Yeah. Homesteading. John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I'm going to be heading to the meetup tonight, and of course I'm going to have blankets. And I'm going to have extra water and standard freeze-dried guy food with me. And I'll have my 45 and, of course, flashlights and full tank of fuel. So, yeah, I'm going to be traveling in the snow from the farm. And hopefully the roads will be a lot better as I get closer to Springfield than they are. But I'll have either a four-wheel drive truck or an all-wheel drive vehicle. So that's my plan for tonight. So there is a meetup tonight if you'd like to come, but do not consider attending if it puts you at risk in any way, shape, or form. No kidding, okay? Meetup tonight topic, we're going to talk about due process. Mike Lawson's going to be with us. He's going to be talking about due process. And I'm going to show a video that that parallels the 1930s in Austria versus America right now. And you will see that we are going down the same path as Nazi Germany. Seriously. So that's tonight's meetup. John Reagan, we're talking about homesteading. Tell us more, please.
Well, we got some advice from people that started homesteads, and this is under the preparedness section on my post on the financialstateoftheunion.com under the news tab. And from the Black Fox Homestead is number one piece of advice is take it slow. And that's one piece of advice I see over and over again from people that have built their own homesteads. If you try to do too much at once, you just don't do anything well. Now, the bad news is we don't have much time to get ready for what's coming. So the only way that you can reduce that threat is to basically have other people in the close-knit community, and you know, you can't be 20 miles away from each other because we're not going to have the same ease of transportation. It's going to be like Little House on the Prairie where, you know, you need your neighbors and you start concentrating on different skills until everybody can learn everything.
John, I've got to agree with you. Last night, I got an email over the weekend from one of our students. Her name is Sue. And she went to the website, and she had a lot of questions, and she wanted to know about preparedness and how she could learn really quickly and where the events are and those kinds of things. And I gave her exactly the same advice that you just dispensed. Take it slowly. Do not rush. Don't go out and waste money. Be very deliberate. We talked about generators and the amount of, you know, all you need is a generator, right? Well, is it going to be gas, propane, or diesel? And how are you going to hook it up? And are you going to use extension cords? Are you going to put in a transfer switch? Or are you going to have certain circuit breakers that are generator powered and other breakers that are, you know, utility powered? And there are a lot of decisions to make, and it doesn't, you just can't know everything you need to know about this lifestyle that takes, you know, 40 years to learn. You can't do it very quickly. And so the advice that you gave about doing it slowly and deliberately is absolutely correct. And so I'm in agreement with that.
And the Browning Homestead, their number one piece of advice is don't put off today what can be done tomorrow. Because if you do, it'll bite you in the butt. And you consider how much we have to do. We can't live in a heightened state of alert. Our bodies just can't stand that type of stress. But when you do everything you can, that just gets you closer and closer to being self-reliant and actually alleviates stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to someone else over the weekend. I try to call all the students back that contact me, and actually I do. And I was talking with someone in Europe about preparedness. And this was a little bit foreign to this person. And I could hear fear in the discussion. I said, no, it's nothing to be afraid of. What we need to do is you need to have extra food, some cans of food. That'll be a good start. Some extra water. Put it under your bed. And you know, take it one step at a time. And it's real easy. Just listen to some of the podcasts and that we have here. And we talk about it. And I talked about some books that I like. One of them is Dare to Prepare by Holly Deo. Excellent book. Another book that I like is When Technology Fails by Matt Stein. Those are two, or When Disaster Strikes by Matt Stein. Three great books that will help you get on with your preparedness lifestyle. And there's plenty of free information on the internet. Now, my only concern about the internet, John, is that it could go away in a second. And an example of that is, how many times have you been on the air with me and you've disappeared because something has happened to your internet connection? Yes?
Fortunately, it hasn't been often, but it has happened.
Mm-hmm. And I just got a text, Starting Over by Jackie Clay, Backwoods Home, is an excellent, Starting Over is an excellent source of information. Starting Over by Jackie Clay, C-L-A-Y. Text just came in. Okay. Please continue.
And this is the last one I want to cover from this post, but I know from your recent experience, it's going to hit home for you. It sounds harsh, but you have to get used to death. Death is a part of the life cycle, and living on a farm, you have to get used to it. You don't have to like it, but you have to get used to it.
John, you're absolutely right. And, you know, being a farmer, I literally live at the edge of life and death 24 hours a day. And I don't mean me personally, but I mean our farm, our animals. And for me to make the decision to go to the meetup tonight, I weighed several things. I weighed the road conditions, and I weighed the fact that the animals will be unattended. And if there's an emergency, I won't be able to get to them sooner than maybe an hour and a half. And so if weather conditions change, you know, can I make that happen? So as a farmer, I do, it's not as easy for me to just say, heck, you know, the roads are, have a little snow on them, it's no big deal. Well, it is a big deal because I have responsibilities to the farm and to the animals who are dependent on what we as farmers do to protect them and defend them and to feed them because they're captive. I mean, they are in the confines of a couple hundred acres, and they can't get out unless they shred their hides going through the barbed wire fence. So you're right. Life and death, it's not easy. It's not fun. There are lots of tears here on the farm when an animal dies. For me, it's very, very sad. It's just, it's not, oh, well, it's just another animal. Who cares? It's not like that. It isn't like that. As a matter of fact, there were tears when we buried your dog here on our farm. Everybody, right?
It's just, exactly.
And, you know, we have a pet cemetery right here on the farm for our animals who've died and passed on. And not for the chickens, but, you know, for the dogs and cats. All right, please continue, John. You're right.
Okay. Just so everybody knows, there's five more articles under the preparedness section. We just plain don't have time to get to those. Do want to point out one of them is about a newly designed axe for splitting wood that can save a lot of wear and tear on your body. But I want to move up to the control section. The number one link there, I've got surprise, you have a ticket. And this comes from an Oklahoma bill. It's not law yet, that would allow electronic citations for traffic violations. So if a cop sees you do something, you would end up getting your ticket in the mail, whether it's for speeding, running a red light, you name it. And think how many times that you pull up to a traffic light or a stop sign and your bumper just happens to go over that line, which is a traffic violation. You can get ticket after ticket after ticket without even knowing. And by the time you get the ticket, you won't even know what the circumstances were. You have no real way of defending yourself. And what makes this even worse, we've already talked about the black boxes that are in cars that track your location and speed. And those could be used to give you a speeding ticket after the fact. All this type of surveillance and control is, to me, absolutely disgusting. This is part of the way they're going to try to force us to go to the driverless cars, so you have to give up control of your vehicle, because otherwise they are going to fine you to where you can't afford it.
John, I'm looking at the post you're talking about, and I'm seeing red. It's absolutely, it really bothers me. You know, the government's out of control. And frankly, you know, there are some good policemen. I know about 39, maybe 40, maybe 42, who have signed on with the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Declaration, Where are the rest of them? The rest of these guys, you know, when I see a police car, I'm not thinking happy thoughts. I'm thinking, you know, I just escaped getting a ticket for something. I don't know what, but something. And when I was on the radio on Thursday with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, you know, he was talking about Hang the Bankers, a website. And I said, keep talking. And he didn't know why. And I said, keep talking. And so I came back about a minute and a half later. I said, I got it. HangThePoliticians.com. And he was talking some more about police, and I said, keep talking. And I got the domain name HangTheCops.com. And after the broadcast, I got HangTheTSA.com. And so we've got a contest. What's the best use of those websites? Now, I want to make it absolutely perfectly clear. I am not advocating killing any of these individuals, cops, politicians, or TSA. But I would like to use those websites, because they're catchy, to enlighten people as to what the police are doing, the politicians are doing, and TSA is doing. So let's send me your thoughts on how we can use them to the best.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the DC for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, so right now. Okay, so you are approaching those people that are being pulled over. They're not getting tickets without being approached. Is that what you're saying? Okay. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate the call. I'm on the radio right now, and I'll be reporting it. Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Okay. You only heard one side of that conversation, but I called the senator's office, Al McAfee, District 46 in Oklahoma, and they say that that was being reported on incorrectly, John, because I was going to give out his phone number, and that call was to get his cell phone number so that we could give it out and stop this. But they say that in Oklahoma they are approaching the vehicles. Now, I did I looked up the post that you were talking about, and what it says was for the officer's safety, for their safety, they weren't going to approach the vehicles. They're just going to give you tickets, which is outrageous. And I'm with you. So I'm going to be talking with the senator this afternoon. He'll be calling me back. If he does, I will report on exactly what he says and what this bill is all about. But if and I asked for his cell phone number, and I almost got it. But if he's going through with this, we'll make sure that he gets all the credit he deserves. So then we'd need to put them on the website, right? Hang the politicians. Yeah. Okay, John, please continue.
I'll try and wrap up quickly here. There's more job cuts announced. I'll just run through quickly. Volvo, 4,400. Wow. Sony, 5,000. 500 from Time Warner. 15,000 from Dell. And 20 from Darden Restaurants. And while that 20 might not sound big, that's from their new restaurant division. So things are not going well. And in fact, in the financial section, I've got the economy is rotten for terrorists. And this could almost be like a Johnny Carson routine. You know, the economy is bad. And you have Ed McMahon going, how bad is it? Well, it's so bad that when they're advertising for suicide bombers, it's BYOB, bring your own bomb. You know.
So what's happening for Olive Garden, Red Lobster? You were talking about that Darden restaurants. Now it's only 20 people, but I'm understanding that they're not doing well. That company is in financial trouble. Is that true?
Right. And these 20 people are from their new restaurant division. So they're looking at not doing the new restaurants, and you're probably going to see more announcements in the near future, either spinning off restaurants, trying to sell them to other owners, or you're also going to see layoffs from their restaurants.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. So while it's, you know, I'm thinking about corporate America and what it's like at, you know, the corporate headquarters. So what you're saying is 20 people from the department that is in the area of building new restaurants, 20 of those people are being fired or laid off, whatever you want to call it. They're being dismissed. They're out of there. And that is the growth department for the Red Lobster and Olive Garden chain. I got it. That's Darden's.
Yeah, that's like the project management office.
It's like the what?
The project management office.
Yeah. Okay. So that's not good news. And while it seems like 20 people, you know, what's the big deal about 20 people? Well, if you're one of them, it's a big deal. But it's the growth department. Okay. Now, the other layoffs that you were talking about were pretty significant also, John.
And some of those
not good
are
news.
Multinationals, so it's worldwide. Others are U.S.
John Reagan, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'll see him tonight. You'll get a chance to see him tonight if you want to venture out. Please don't risk life or limb. Don't do anything foolish. You know, the meetups are fun, but do not put yourself or your family at risk coming to the meetup. I will be there. 5:30. Ziggy's. Sunshine and Glenstone. John Reagan, thank you so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.